And so we turn to a couple of books written by non-scientists to help us understand how it works, or should work. Walking Through Honey comes from Brian Sherman, who once chaired the board of the Australian Museum. His son, Emil, famous in films, launched it there last week. Just a few words about Brian. Now, we're sitting in the boardroom of the Australian Museum in William Street in Sydney, and at one stage, I was president of the trust. Long after me came Brian Sherman, sitting in that chair over there at the end of the long table, as the president of the trust of the Australian Museum. And he was also doing, well, many other things. He was in finance and what else?
He ran EquityLink for many years, a funds management company. He was on the board of Channel 10. But the museum was always incredibly a special part of his life and a place where he learnt an enormous amount, because he wasn't a man who come from a science background.
And talking about science, you're about to launch a book which is written by him. It's his diary of Walking Through Honey. Why that title?
Well, it was how my grandfather, his father-in-law, described having Parkinson's, because he had Parkinson's too. The experience of walking through honey is just an incredibly evocative metaphor.
You're struggling because your muscles don't work.
You're struggling. They don't do what you want them to do. You feel like a whole range of things at different times, but at times it's that underwater moving against honey feeling. Other times you're jittering and jiggering. It seems to have a movement all of its own throughout the day, but one of them is this inability to be able to get your body to do what your head says it should be able to do. It's just incredibly frustrating for him, an incredibly active man, as it is no doubt for so many Parkinson's sufferers.
Indeed, and one of the other things as part of the struggle is imagining that you can go to the doctor in 5 minutes, a quick diagnosis, and everyone knows what's going on. But that didn't happen. It took so long with so many experts in Australia and in Israel to get advice. Why?
Yeah, I mean, this was my first experience with Parkinson's, aside from being very young with my grandfather. And, you know, realizing that medicine is equal parts art and science, that for some conditions like Parkinson's, which seem to be clinical diagnoses, you can't test for it in a really clear way. The journey was to discover what actually was ailing him, why he wasn't able to do a whole range of things, which started with feeling a little bit dizzy, with his eyesight wasn't working, he couldn't focus clearly. He literally tried 6-7 pairs of glasses to try to rectify it, had an operation at one point. When you look back at all these things, emotional, there was anxiety and depression, and there were a whole range of things happening in his life at the time which contributed, but physical loss of strength in his legs, feeling like he wasn't able to walk entirely like he should be able to. Putting them all together in retrospect, you can see he started the Parkinson's journey many, many years ago, and it took a long time because he didn't have many of the traditional symptoms like that sort of overt shaking. He just went to doctor after doctor, and this one would say he's got it, this one he'd say he's got Parkinsonians, this one would say it's all in his head. And my dad's stubborn, and he just knew that there was something there that couldn't be explained, and he very much has Parkinson's.
Just as a thought, I know of a certain British comedian, I think Terry Thomas. He couldn't walk through the door, but he could dance through it. In other words, music somehow got through to the brain and made him able to do something when he danced, but he couldn't walk.
Yeah, it does seem to be a whole range of neurological tricks, and at some point you can take advantage of them and hack your way through them. Lines on the floor seem particularly difficult. Your brain just won't get you over them, so you don't want to, as far as I understand it, have floors with many lines on them. But going upstairs, he's been excellent. We go for a swim at Bronte Pool, and when sometimes he can't literally walk 2 metres, but he can walk down those stairs into the pool and walk back up again.
And he can play table tennis.
And his table tennis is not far off the best it's ever been. You know, he will stand and have to hold onto the table for fear of falling and literally sometimes not be able to walk to the table. But you whack a ball at him and his hand comes up and he whacks it back and you go, I just don't know where that comes from, but the mind and body is mysterious.
Isn't it? And you've got different sections of the neural system somehow deciding to operate on their own. That's the remarkable thing. Now, this is all in diary form. And I understand the idea is that people around the world can read this experience and get an idea of what it's like and what to look for and maybe how to solve various problems, maybe with table tennis, but certainly with diagnosis.
Yeah, I think the book serves a whole range of functions for Dad. I mean, first and foremost, it's a way of his writing his experience, making sense of his experience, trying to take some control back, which I think is something you lose so much of when you have an illness such as Parkinson's. But it's also a way of sharing. And he is a man who is incredibly okay, in a sense, with vulnerability, with showing vulnerability, which is very unusual for men and particularly men of his generation. And so he does expose himself, expose his really darkest thoughts and impulses, and tries to make sense of what he's going through. And one learns, and I'm in the film and television business, that if you're really truthful to human experience, it's incredible how far it can resonate.
Well, congratulations, and I hope the book goes well, and good luck with the Oscars.
Thanks so much.
Emil Sherman is indeed looking forward to the Oscars, where there are high hopes for the film he produced with Jane Campion. His father Brian's book is Walking Through Honey, just out. He affirms yet again in it that one essential measure is exercise.